Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Spiritual Teacher Podcast. Thank you guys so much for listening to me throughout this year. I am currently recording this in 2022, but I am stepping into the future version of myself, of who I will be by the end of 2023. And I recognize that I will not be the same person. And as you've listened to this podcast, you've been able to feel into that energy that I possess. And I want to tell you that two things. You need to keep your promises to yourself. When you keep your promise to yourself of what you said you were going to do, whether it was a boundary, a standard, a goal, you can revise it, but keep that promise to yourself. If you promised yourself that you would not allow someone to treat you a certain way, keep that. If you said that you were not going to allow someone to have your energy or your time or your presence for the various reasons that you may have and things that person may have shown to you, honor that. And I want to kind of go into detail as to why I have decided this. It doesn't matter if it is someone that you love, or family members, or friends. It does not matter. You have to do this in order to full body be successful. So something happened where I felt like these are two different instances where I felt like my energy and my time was not being respected. And I would give multiple chances, and in the same breath, I was not given a true chance for it. It was like the person continued to do the same thing over and over, as if I had not already asked for change. And I had to stand up for myself and say, you know what? No means no. No, you don't get to take my time, my energy, and my resources for granted, because I'm valuable. I'm valuable. And I know for me, and maybe even for you, you downplayed your value for so long. Whether it was your value in your personal life, your value in your professional life, all of the value that you bring to this realm is unmatched. Unmatched. And if you found yourself mad or frustrated with people, it's probably because you are devaluing yourself. You are granting people with so much access to you that they don't even feel like they have to pay for it. Yes, I said it. And I mean it. No one gets to build off of your back for free. If you work a job, your boss does not get to work you and not pay you. They will suffer penalties from the state for that. You could sue them for that and win. Do you see what I'm saying? There is a cost to have you. And that cost may not always be money. That cost could be energy. That cost could be time. What is the value that you have put on in yourself, right? but also on yourself. You have to deny access as you step into this next year. Everyone cannot have a piece of you. If that means in your business, you need to hire more people or you need to fire people, do so. Because everyone does not deserve to have full access to you. It is a privilege and an honor to know you. If someone is in your vicinity that does not appreciate the value you bring to the table, deny access. And I know you may be thinking, it's my family, it's my friends, it's my spouse, it's my clients. I don't care what type of tie you have to them. You have to sit and draw a line in the sand and say, if you want access to me in this way, you're gonna have to. Period. When you continuously give access to people who do not value you, your life slows down. That's just like if you are constantly in someone's life as a, let's say, a partner, and you desire to be married, but you continue to entertain them. You have given them full access to you without a price. How much do you cost? Because I think you cost a lot. A lot. And don't apologize for that. If you have a client in your business who's constantly asking for this, asking for that, going on and on, limit their access. Say to them, if you want this, I'm going to have to charge you that. Otherwise, you have what you've chosen, and that is what we do. Keeping your promises to yourself is the matter of setting those boundaries and holding those boundaries as you elevate your standards in this life. If you found yourself like helping all of your friends and all of your family members, and they don't give to you in the way that you have made it clear, like, hey, this is how I would like to maybe be treated, or this is what I would like to have, because I do give to you. I want to receive in a certain way. If they don't respect that, if they continue to come to you time and time again and don't respect that, deny access. And it's okay if you've changed. It's okay if at one point that was okay to do, but now it's not. Now I can't give you free items. I can't do free things for you. Your access to me is limited or it is completely denied. And there is nothing wrong with that. When you implement this idea, I promise you will see your life expand. You will become a clear, even more clear channel for what it is you really want. I promise. So, guys, if this was helpful for you, I need you to do me a favor. Go ahead and give the spiritual teacher a 5-star rating on iTunes so that I can continue to reach more people from this podcast. I love you all and thanks for listening. Happy New Year.